This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Barbara Roberts, and for over 10 years, I was entrepreneur in residence at Columbia Business School and then at Columbia University. And in the last 2 years, I also have become entrepreneur in residence at Hofstra University on Long Island.
How are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
At Columbia, it was through the Lang Entrepreneur Center, and I started working with them almost 10 years ago at the very beginning of when universities, particularly business schools, were attempting to understand entrepreneurship. So at Columbia, I have been involved with being an adjunct professor with Steve Blank, teaching and learning about the Lean Launchpad Business Model Canvas. I've written 3 white papers through my work at Columbia Business School, Life After an Exit, about entrepreneurs going through the difficult time after a sale, The Business Owner's Journey, which talks about the fact that there are 10 things that you can do with your company, including selling it or transferring it to your family members. And then my latest white paper was about the women's entrepreneur journey. And then in addition to that, I've run the summer startup lab at Columbia for the last 10 years, and also offer about a day a month where I will coach anyone who's been part of the Columbia community. At Hofstra, we have a very structured contest. We have the Digital Remedy Challenge, which has some really nice financial grants for the winner. So I teach the business model canvas there. I coach and help people prepare for that. I also, at both Columbia and Hofstra, have led community benefit programs where we have worked with small businesses and underserved communities around the university. At Columbia, I started the Harlem Community Business Program, and at Hofstra this summer, I will be working with Ascend Long Island that will be working with underserved communities on Long Island.
Barbara, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
I think the biggest challenge is definitely time. I wish I could do my work of coaching and helping people start, grow, and successfully create jobs and wealth, 24/7. So, and also, I guess the real challenge is after doing this for 10 years, I try to keep on top of the people who have really launched, so it gets to be a wider and wider universe to really stay on top of it. So I wake up every day with 2 missions. My first mission is to do what I can to help women get their fair share of the political or economic pie. And my other mission is to help someone every single day to start and grow a new business to create new wealth and jobs. So managing my time on those 2 missions is the biggest challenge. And of course, the greatest success is to really help someone find their way to starting an extraordinary business, solving a problem, doing what they really want to do. There's nothing more rewarding than that.
Barbara, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I would say that the hardest piece of advice is to listen and to certainly not be judgmental. Again, having done this over 10 years, I certainly have learned that some of the ideas or startups that I thought were the most crazy or did not speak to me or seemed really, just totally crazy ideas sometimes have become the most successful and transformative companies. So I also am certified as a master coach. So I also believe if you're going to be an entrepreneur in residence, having some training in the skills of coaching, learning how to ask questions, certainly spending a few times at the beginning of any session with a student to find out where they come from, to get a real handle of what is their passion and purpose. I am driven by believing that no entrepreneur really is successful if they're starting a company to become rich and successful. in my experience of writing about entrepreneurs, teaching to entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs are driven by the passion of solving a problem. They're like Van Gogh. Van Gogh did not think about painting another color blue on his canvas to sell the art for $1 million. And I think many people don't understand that an entrepreneur is just driven to do what they have to do. Entrepreneurs create opportunities for themselves. Normal people kind of wait to be recognized and have the opportunities given to them. So certainly understand, looking and helping and knowing that that person who is just passionate and driven to solve a problem is probably going to be the more successful entrepreneur.
Barbara, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, I think what your podcast is doing is fantastic, that you're sharing the best practices, I assume, of Entrepreneurs in Residence. I am not aware of any central location. I guess one of my favorite resources that I would share with other Entrepreneurs in Residence is that, in my opinion, Steve Blank has really been the leader, particularly at Stanford, Columbia, and some other universities, of showing people how to teach and work with entrepreneurs. And I think his website, steveblank.com, is an extraordinary resource for anyone, particularly someone who might be new to Entrepreneur in Residence. For people who are interested in reading my white papers, they're all public documents. So if one Googles Barbara Roberts, Columbia Business School, they will come up, and they also can find me at LinkedIn.
Well, thanks, Barbara.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.